This is the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of July 26, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
Washington Post, July 25, 2004. A Mexican judge refused a special prosecutor's request for an arrest warrant against former President Luis Echevarria and several other former top officials in connection with the 1971 massacre, a significant setback in a case widely viewed as a test of whether Mexico will come to terms with abuses committed by the country's former authoritarian leaders. Officials in the prosecutor's office said the judge ruled that Mexico's 30-year statute of limitations for genocide had expired in the 1971 killings for which Echevarria had been accused. The prosecutor is seeking to charge the former president, who was in office from 1970 to 1976, with the killings of student protesters by government-backed security forces in Mexico City in June 1971. The killings constituted one of the most notorious episodes in the Mexican government's violent campaign against anti-government activists from the 1960s to the 1980s, known as the Dirty War. Investigating that era of Mexican history has been a source of friction between the Institutional Revolutionary Party, or PRI, which held power in Mexico from 1929 until 2000, and President Fox, who unseated the PRI in part on a pledge to come to terms with official abuses of the country's past. The news that broke Friday raised expectations among the news media and the public that one of the most reviled figures in Mexican politics was finally going to be held accountable.
La noche de Tlatelolco, Elena Poniatowska. Creo que los jóvenes campesinos, los obreros y los estudiantes tienen pocas perspectivas dignas de vida, porque las fuentes de trabajo sean en beneficio de intereses particulares y no de la colectividad. Se nos dice continuamente, ustedes son el futuro del país, pero se nos niega sistemáticamente cualquier oportunidad de actuar y participar en las decisiones políticas del presente. Nosotros queremos y podemos participar ahora, no cuando tengamos 60 años. Gustavo Gordillo, delegado de la Escuela Nacional de Economía de la UNAM, 1971. De Patricia Muñoz Ríos, La Jornada, 13 de julio 2004. El gobierno de Estados Unidos ha creado un clima de terror con el programa de repatriación voluntaria, ya que incrementó el número de redadas contra mexicanos en Los Ángeles y otras ciudades, a la vez que las patrullas fronterizas operan en zonas urbanas, no solo en la línea divisoria para aprender a indocumentados, a quienes hacen firmar escritos que los obligan a no entrar de nuevo en ese país por un periodo de 3 a 10 años, con la amenaza de que si lo hacen serán acusados de felonía e irán a la cárcel, denunciaron activistas por los derechos de los inmigrantes. Es falso que la repatriación sea voluntaria, aseguraron, pues todos los que aceptan salir de Estados Unidos lo hacen bajo coacción, ya que las autoridades las advierten que si no dejan el país serán encarcelados. Además, se les amaga con expulsar a todas sus familiares. En entrevista, Felipe Aguirre, coordinador legal del Comité Pro Uno Centro de Asesoría Popular, esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.